USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Joe Biden is in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The Democratic presidential candidate and former vice president met with the family of Jacob Blake. Blake was shot by police 7 times in the back, leaving him paralyzed. Biden says he spoke to Blake, who called from his hospital bed.
He talked about how nothing was going to defeat him. How, whether he walked again or not, he was not going to give up.
Blake's shooting ignited several days of protest. President Trump was in Kenosha yesterday. Both Trump and Biden visited, despite objections from Kenosha's mayor. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi have reportedly and formally agreed to pursue a clean short-term stopgap measure to avert a government shutdown at the end of the month. So says sources to The Hill. The continuing resolution needed would be free of riders that bogged down past funding measures. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for health care right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has extended their special offer, and a lot of people have taken advantage of it. Simply apply by September 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And, of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's health care costs, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Rochester, New York Mayor Lovely Warren announced that the 7 officers involved in the death of Daniel Prude are suspended with pay. Prude, a 41-year-old black man from Chicago, died after an encounter with Rochester police back in March, but the incident just came to light Wednesday. Body camera footage showed Prude acting erratically.
What I saw in that video was a man who needed help, a man who needed compassion, a man who needed humanity. He lost his life because of the actions of our police officers.
That autopsy report ruled that Prude's death was a homicide. The cause of death includes complications of asphyxia in the setting of physical restraint. The report also showed that Prude also had a small amount of PCP in his system at the time of his death, which could explain his erratic behavior. The case now being investigated by the New York Attorney General's office. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
White House Press Secretary Kelly McEnany insisted that President Trump was not suggesting people do anything unlawful when he encouraged voters to test the system by voting both by mail and in person. On Fox News, she said that Trump was telling voters to, quote, verify that their mail ballot is counted in the upcoming November election when he made the comments during a trip to North Carolina Wednesday. McEnany went on to accuse Democrats of seeking, quote, a whole new fraudulent system of mail-in voting by trying to expand access to mail-in ballots during the pandemic. About 93% of the racial justice protests that swept the country this summer remained peaceful and non-destructive. So says a report from the nonprofit Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project. The report also says the violence and property damage that dominated political discourse constituted only a minute portion of the thousands of demonstrations that followed the killing of George Floyd in May. It also concluded that an escalation in the government response to protests and a sharp uptick in extremist activity means the U.S. faces a growing risk of, quote, political violence and instability ahead of the 2020 election. Wall Street closed lower today, the Dow off 808 points to a level of 28,293, NASDAQ down 598 points, the S&P 500 down 126 points. For news anytime, log on to our website, it's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.